79th lesson. Mr. Smith at work.
When Mr. Smith got out of the train, he took a motor bus, which brought him right in front of Stanton Buildings. It is a very large house, 5 stories high, which contains nothing but offices.
The offices of his firm, Cox and Turner, importers and exporters, were on the 4th floor. He went up in the lift and went straight to the bookkeeping department, where his 2 colleagues were already at work.
After a brief how do you do, he took off his coat and put on an old office jacket. His desk was very high. There was a stool that he generally worked standing.
The 3 men were very busy. They did not talk nor smoke. At 1:45, they took their sandwiches from their bags and ate them in the office.
Then they went out together, had a cup of coffee, walked along the streets, looking at the shop windows, and returned to the office at 1:30.
The afternoon was as busy as the morning, except for a short interval for tea, which was served in the office.
At 5:30, they finished their work for the day, went down to the lavatory in the basement, washed their hands and face, and went away.
80th lesson. Mr. Smith's secret vice.
It was only 5:40 when Mr. Smith left his office. He could easily get the 5:57 train and arrive at Bromley before 6:30.
Do you remember that he had told his wife not to expect him before 7 because he would have to work late?
This was not true. Mr. Smith knew perfectly well that he would be free from 5:30 as usual. Once or twice a week, the same thing happened. Mr. Smith returned home late, although he left his office at the regular time.
What did he do in the interval? Let us follow him and learn his secret. Instead of taking a motor bus, he walks down the street as fast as the crowd allows him.
After about 300 yards, he turns into a little tea shop. There are only a few customers inside, and several tables are vacant.
Mr. Smith crosses the room and goes down to the basement. All the tables in the basement are vacant, save one, and there we see Mr. Carter, whom we met in the train coming from Bromley.
Come on, let us begin, he says. Mr. Smith sits down opposite him. They order 2 bottles of lemonade and have an exciting game of dominoes.